will give credit to Devin Lemansky on that one. And recovered, we believe, by Brandon Puff for no gain and no penalties for the Harbeach defense. The numbers say it all right there, Dave. Harbeach's rushing attack doing all the work. Plus, when you throw in a little special teams, that's just a dagger when you don't need one.
Oh, like we said, we talked up here the whole night how close we felt this game was. You look at the scoreboard, and it's not. Harbeach, again, all the numbers say that Cass City's in this game, but Cass City with three oopses on special teams, starting with the bad snap on the punt that lost them 14 yards of field position and the turnover of the ball. They had one punt where it was literally shanked almost straight to the right for no difference anyways, to the point where they probably were better off going for it if they known that was going to happen. And then obviously they let the big one go as Josh Shelkey takes it 80-plus yards for pay dirt. And then you had a fumble in. So Cass City has four major issues. Three of them happened to be on special teams. You can only talk offense and defense so much. Once in a while, that special teams can come back to haunt you. It's hurting them tonight.
And just like that, we are back out to play the second half. Harbeach 35, Cass City nothing. Harbeach will be kicking off left to right across your radio. Number 22, Mitch Hearn, doing the duties. As back for Cass City, staying on their 10-yard line, number 85, Parker Hare. In the middle is number 11, Drew Loomis. And on the right, our right, I should say, is Sawyer Cuthrell for Cass City. Going to be a running clock situation here in the second half unless Cass City can score with a 35-point differential in the second half. Cause for a running clock situation. I believe the only stoppages are, of course, penalties, injuries, and touchdowns. Returns kick. This one's off. A little bit of line drive comes out due to the 13-yard line. Muffed by Drew Loomis, but picks it up with ease. He's out to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him down, actually, right there. And it's a 17-yard return for Drew Loomis and first and 10 for Cass City. Right to left across the rating. Looks like there may be a Harbeach player injured. Number 74, Austin Ginther, maybe you've taken one of the chops there. He's going to stay in. It seems to be fine.
Tackler there on special teams, number 20, Chris Keys.
First and 10 for Erla and the Redhawks. Right to left across your radio in the white jerseys. White pants, maroon helmets with the numbers on either side. White stripe down the middle, white face mask. Mason Erla handed off to Sawyer Cuthrell around the right end. Has lead blockers. He has the first down. He's out for about 14 yards and finally stopped at the 44-yard line of their own territory. It's going to be a 14-yard pickup in first and 10 for Cass City.
And tackler made was number 14, Austin Seltz.
1 minute has played here in the second half. Still 35-0. Austin Seltz seems to be doing it all now.
More positivity for Cass City. Another big run to start the half, just like they started the game, running the ball exceptionally well. Let's see if they can continue to do so.
It's a handoff to the left side, and there's going to be nowhere to go for Cass City. Stopped at the line of scrimmage at the 44. That's number 33, TJ Moore with the carry. No gain. And brings up second and 10.
Dalton Oki, number 80, with the tackle for the Pirate defense. They may have even given him credit for a loss on the play.
They're saying a loss of a yard, so we'll say a loss of a yard as well. Second and 11 for Cass City, now on offense at their own 44-yard line. T formation, the handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell through the right gap, and he gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage by number 21, Devin Lemansky, the linebacker. And they're going to say he regains that initial yard. So now it's back to third and 10 for Cass City, trying to get something going here in their first drive of the second half.
Harvey's doing a nice job staying disciplined on the wing tee. Certain guys standing their ground. Devin Lemansky did a nice job staying right in the middle of the field, waiting for that second backer to take it up the hole, and he was ready for him for a short gain.
Cass City changing things up, sending two receivers wide to the right, one to the left. Erla in the back in shotgun. Now man in motion at Sawyer Cuthrell. They hand it off around the right end. He has 5 yards, well, actually 4 yards, where he's stopped on the far sideline by number 21, Devin Lemansky, and Chris Keys on that tackle. And it's going to be a gain of 4 and a 4th and 6 to go now for Cass City.
And Devin Lemansky starting to... play and make tackles all over the field. This linebacker is really showing how quick they can be. Brandon Puff, Devin Lemansky, even Chris Keyes sneaking up there to make plays all over the field right now. Got to be a fourth down. Got to go for it here on fourth down, don't you, Clark?
You have nothing to lose at this point with 8:45 left in the third quarter. Running clock situation, 35-0 Harbor Beach leads. And Mason Early brings their offense out of the huddle and into the I formation. Erla under center. It's a pitch out to the left side to Sire Cuthrow with a lead blocker in front of him. He is going to be brought down at the Harbor Beach 49-yard line for a gain of 2, but he is shy of the first down by 4 yards, so it's going to be a turnover of downs. For Cass City, and Harbor Beach gets the ball back here with a 35-point lead.
Yeah, a nice defensive pursuit by the Harbor Beach defense, led by senior Chris Keyes. Again, them linebackers. It's tough to run for 6 yards, especially when you need it against these linebackers.
7:55 left in the third, running clock situation. Shelkey under center after a 9-play drive on that last one for Cass City. Hand off to Austin Seltz. He's dragging two defenders all the way from the 42 all the way down to the 36-yard line. It's going to be a 15-yard pickup for Austin Seltz, and here come the Pirates.
Drew Loomis makes the tackle. And again, Austin Seltz, all of a sudden, he disappears out of that hole in the middle of the backfield, the defensive backfield of Cass City. And before you know it, he's got 8 yards, and he's dragging defenders for even more. He actually increased his rushing average per play on the night with that one.
First and 10 now for Harbor Beach at Cass City's 36-yard line, left to right across the radio in the T formation, working off the right hash. Shalke is under center, and he hands this one off to the left end to Brandon Puff, who tries to change direction in the backfield, and he is brought down by 5 white jerseys back at the 41-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 4 on the bottom of that pile for Cass City is number 85, Parker Hare, the defensive end. And Harbor Beach now facing, for the first time tonight, a longer than 10 yards to go on second down.
Yeah, other than when they had the holding penalty, Clark, you're absolutely right. And I don't think the game plan is going to change right now. The running game has worked well. I think they go right back to Austin Seltz here when they need a nice gain here.
Second and 14 for Harbor Beach. T formation working between the hash marks. A pitch to Austin Seltz around the right side. Cassidy responds, but good blocking by Harbor Beach as Seltz now gets down to the 38-yard line. As his line went down a little bit too far downfield, he tried to come back into the center of the field, and there was the defensive front of Cassidy waiting for him. It's a gain of 2 yards out to the 39. Now third and 13.
Number 33, T.J. Moore, makes the tackle for the Red Hawk defense.
Harbor Beach huddling up here with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the third. Running clock situation, 35-0. Spread formation, 2 wide each way. Shelkey's in the shotgun. He has Devin Lemansky, number 21, to the left of him, and he hands it off right through the middle across the 35. Still on his feet at the 31, and he is going to be brought down there for a gain of 7 yards on the play. He's going to be shy of the first down by another 7 yards. But it brings up now a fourth down for Harbor Beach. Their second of the evening. The first one came on the first drive of the night when they had to go, after 5 plays, punt the ball.
Tackler there, the junior Jake Lawrence.
And that brings up a good point here, Dave. Harbor Beach was on the ropes to start this game. Cass City had all momentum on them. The Harbor Beach came out with a first play, first down after a 15-yard gain. But after that, Cass City really hunkered down and forced Harbor Beach to punt the ball. But since, it's been all Harbor Beach offense.
And the big plays.
And they're going for it on fourth down. Austin Seltz gets the end around the right side. He's still on his feet, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 12-yard line. From the 33 down to the 12, a 21-yard gain on 4th and 7. Troy Shelkey, believing in his offense, keeps him out there. Here they go.
The tackler there, number 85, Parker O'Hare, excuse me. But I think what you see there, Clark, you're in a position where punting it does you no good. The field goal is too far away for your kicker. I think it's one of those deals where let's line up and go for it, and let's see if we can run even more clock and run this thing right down to the fourth quarter right here and right now.
In the bottom of the fourth, Detroit Tigers take the lead 3-1. J.D. Martinez homer to left. Hand off to Brandon Puff. to the left side across the 10 all the way down to the 8, maybe the 7-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard